2 Timothy chapter 2, if you would please. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I already told you the topic for today. Last week, we've been going through each word of, and one of them was a phrase to show. But we've been going through these words of study to show thyself. What's the next word? Approved. So guess what today is going to be about? Yeah, God's approval. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. So please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God. If you are physically able, we have 2 Timothy chapter 2. You can read with me out loud on the even verses. I will read by myself on the odd verses. We'll begin together in verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is all past already, and overthrow the faith of some. And I'm going to pause there. I mentioned that first this morning, today in Revelation, and talking about some of the people that have different views on the things spoken in the book of Revelation. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself of these, from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We've been studying 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. By the way, how many of you have this verse memorized already? Come on, don't be afraid. Yes? Okay, good. That's great. That's a great start. The rest of you memorize it, okay? That's really easy. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, it's very simple. Good verse, great verse. And now you know the intricacies of it. You know what study means. You know that it means to set your mind upon. And you know that it means four greater elements than just setting our mind. It also means to labor both physically and mentally. It means to be diligent, to not allow anything else to get in the way, right, unnecessarily. To be steady, to be ready to go. It means to be earnest, to have a desire, to have a fire there. And it means to endeavor. You're setting yourself on a journey. You're trying to possess something. That unknown knowledge, that's what the word, that's all one word. That all one word was four messages. Well, actually five, if you include the word study. Now, so all of that is just one word. You. Imperative, Christian, study to show a manifestation, a display that somebody can actually see it coming out of your life. What? To show thyself. It's an individual emphasis. That word thyself, that pronoun does not need to be there. Okay? You could just say study to be approved unto God, right? You could just go on and just say it very nonchalantly, if you will. But there's an emphasis. Study to show thyself. You and you alone, you need to study. You need to be. I'm emphasizing, I'm directing that this is for you, Christian, to do. what? Approved. The word approved is to just be commended. It means to be shown or proven worthy. And I love this because I like it when I look up a word and I have to look up another word. How many of you, has that ever happened to you? Yeah, you get to the definition, you're like, okay, I want to learn what approved is. So I typed it in, looked it up, the old, good old Webster's 1828, I like to go to that one. Now, not all words are in there, you understand, because in 1828, they didn't have all the words that we have today. That's just reasonable. But I like that because, and more, the most reason I like it is because in Webster's 1828, it gives Bible references. That's fantastic. Okay. So that just makes a dictionary even better if it gives Bible references. And that's wonderful. Now, but what Webster says, he says that it's to be shown or proved to be worthy of, I hope I'm saying this right, but it's approbation. I did not know what the word approbation meant. It's actually pretty simple. All right. It just means the act of approving. That's what approbation is. Okay. So it says, so if you look at the prepositional phrase that follows it, we're being approbated, you understand, okay, we're being approved, the act of approving, by whom? God. God is doing the approving. So as I look at this word and I look at this theme and this idea for our local church, and I know I've been trying to wrap this up for several weeks here, but you understand. But I'm okay with the first Sunday of March, you know, 8 or 9 services into this thing, still talking about our theme. And you all know how okay I am about it because I preached every Sunday morning service on the subject of prayer last year. Okay? So, you know I'm okay with this. I hope you're okay with this, but I hope that this has helped you. Because if we try to, if you will, press toward the mark, right? We talked about that several years ago. And we talk about prayer and a life of prayer and just talking to God and that a solemn address to the supreme being. That's what prayer is. Don't forget that. I almost did. But we've got to remember that this is all about our relationship with God. So when God says, you understood that this is you, Christian, you show what? Thyself. Study, right? You study to show thyself approved unto God. So I am seeking the act of approval or having the support of or being commended by Almighty God. Holy, holy, holy God. Righteous judge God. Supreme God. God is the one that I am accountable to. Who? Me. Thyself. Me and me alone. And I have a directive. Okay, here we go. Born into this world, September 20th, 1977. At 11:50 p.m. 10 minutes before lunch a.m. Sorry, I got it all mixed up. That sounded so much better in my mind, but I fumbled it. Okay, I'll try to start again. September 20th, 1977, at 11:50 a.m. 10 minutes before lunch. That's a great time to be born. You know, here comes the kid. Get a sandwich. We're all good to go. All right, that's just great. I was physically born into this world. And then in the summer of 1985, I believe it was June, having the opportunity to be born into the family of God. That's great. Now what? From that point forward, I have a responsibility to be approved unto God, both in my physical labor, but also in my mental labor or my intellectual labor. Can I tell you something? Over those all those years, almost 40 years now, getting close to it, I haven't always been approved unto God. There have been days, months, weeks, maybe years, where I did nothing but try to be approved by somebody else or something else. I mean, how many of you maybe had a bit of a hiatus after salvation and you tried to be approved by your job? That's what you're focused on. Or maybe you're trying to be approved by family or by friends or by acquaintances. Or maybe you were trying to be approved by your own self, your own standards, your own desires, your own dreams. But folks, that's not what we're looking for. The support, the approbation, the commendation to be liked, to be proved worthy, only needs to be coming from God. Not from anywhere else. Because listen to me, if you focus your life's work on being approved by any other source than God Almighty, it's a failure. It's a waste of time, it's a waste of resources, because God is all that matters. Who's going to be sitting there? By the way, there are two judgments. One is the great white throne judgment, right? And the other is the judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible tells us that at the judgment seat of Christ, everything else, the wood, the hay, the stubble, is all going to be burned and counted as a loss for the Christian. But everything that remains, the gold, the silver, the precious stones, will be counted as a reward. You understand that it's going to get real, real soon. You say, how soon? Shortly. Thank you all you Revelation studiers, amen? All right, it's shortly. It's going to come sometime soon. So what does that mean? Well, there's verses in the Bible like redeeming the time because the days are evil. Hey, there's verses like if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Folks, what does God desire? God desires fellowship. He desires restoration. He desires for us to be right with Him. Folks, God's for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? You understand that all these things, I'm pulling from all kinds of verses here, you understand, but it's a theme. It's a philosophy. It's a way to live and to think. It's how our minds should be shaped. Remember, we're supposed to be renewing our minds, right? How? By the transformation that has happened in us. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are, behold, all things are become new. They're all new. Thank you for the interaction today. This is fantastic. I like it. We need this thought. 24/7, 365. That's a term military folks are familiar with. When I was in the United States Navy, guess when I was a sailor? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, 365 days. You understand? And in a leap year, I didn't get a day off. We had 366. I was all, whether I was on duty, whether I was off duty, whether I was on leave, whether I was on the base, it didn't matter. I was always a United States sailor. Guess when we are a soldier of Jesus Christ? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're always accountable to God. Are you seeking His approval? Do you want to be approbated by God? Do you want to be commended by our Lord? Hey, how about this one? Webster even puts it so simply, and I didn't really even mention this one because it was kind of simple. It just says liked. We've talked about before that we don't have to like everybody. And really, it's unreasonable to think that all personality types are going to get along. Okay, that's completely unreasonable. All right? But we do need to love the brethren. Love everyone is a command. Okay? But we don't have to like everybody. But let me ask you this question. Have you ever thought about, does God like me? Oh, folks, God loves us. And His love is never ending. His love is something that is always with us, right? It's always in us. It's always here. God does love us. And there's never a moment He doesn't love us. I want you to understand that. God's love is eternal. God's love is there's no ceasing to it. But let me ask you this question. Does God like you? You ever thought, who's thought of that? Does God like me? I mean, right now, at 12 o'clock on March the 2nd, 2025, does God like Eric Combs? Now, I'm glad that I can say mostly. You know why? Because I don't even like some of the things that I am as a Christian. Why? Because of my own standards? Because of my own ideas? Oh, no. Because according to human standards, I'm a pretty good guy. I mean, overall, I go by one thing. I haven't killed anybody yet. I like to keep that word yet, just in case. I'm just kidding. Now, all right, good. Now, just in your own, don't raise your hands, don't say anything. But for the most part, you say, you know what? I like me pretty good. I'm pretty good. But there's some things maybe you don't like in yourself. I think we're all there, right? We all have some things we don't like about us. Some things that we'd like to maybe grow and change and, you know, mature as a human being, as a Christian. But how does God feel about you? If you say, God, today, God, do you like me today? You say, Pastor, that sounds really ridiculous. I don't think it's ridiculous. God, do you approve of my life? God, would you commend me for how I'm living in Jesus Christ as a free individual? We've been freed from the bondage of sin, folks. God, do you approve of my life, my actions, my behavior, my words, my thoughts? God, do I have your support? Are you for me, God, today? Because listen, let me tell you something. If I'm living in sin, God's not for you. We don't have His approval. If we're willingly and openly living in sin, we have His disapproval. Take your Bibles and turn over to Philippians chapter 1. I'll get there in just a moment. I'm going to read to you what Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 12. He says in verse 8, a man shall be commended according to his wisdom. Now, I don't have time to go into all this. I could go through Proverbs chapter 8, Proverbs chapter 4. I could go into all that wisdom is and why we should seek wisdom, get wisdom, with all I getting, get understanding. I could go into all of it. Wisdom is the principal thing. But listen to me. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. That means God doesn't like it. It's not approved. We need to live approved unto God. Philippians chapter 1, are you there? Look what it says. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making a request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record. How greatly I long after you and all in the you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more, catch this, in knowledge and in all judgment. Then he says this, semicolon, that ye may approve things that are excellent. You know what God's after? Things that are excellent. You don't understand that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were excellent. Why? Because they stood for the things of God. You know, the apostles, if you will, they're counted excellent. And Christians should, folks, we should excel. We should be and do things that are excellent in God's sight. None of this gray area stuff. Excellent. That means above average. How many of you would always in school, you would try to excel, right? You wanted to get A's and A pluses. And why? Because that's above average. That's excellent. Study to show thyself mediocre. How's that sound? How does God feel about mediocre? Right? And that word spew is not just spit, okay? It's more than that. It's like, blah! All right? Get it out of here. No. Hot or cold? By the way, hot is excellent. That's what we need to be. We need to be excellent in his sight. He goes on and says this, that ye may be sincere and without offense. Wow. Folks, what offends God? Let's just put it in the simplest three-letter word we can. Boom. You hit it. And good emphasis on the hit. That was, can I do that again? Yeah, a little delay there. Sin. Sin is not excellent, folks. You say, what is sin? We don't have the time. Broad category. But let me just tell you something. We need to be, he goes on, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Well, he's pretty explanatory here. Things that are excellent, things that are sincere, things that are without offense. Either the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Approved unto God. Guess what God likes? Things that are excellent. Go back to Genesis real quick. Remember this story in chapter 4? I love the Holy Spirit. This wasn't even in my notes and just popped in my head. What a better example of approval than this story right here. She conceived and bare Cain, right? Said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. By the way, did that matter? A farmer and a rancher. You say, oh, God loves the rancher, hates the farmer. No, that's silly, right? No, God loved both Cain and Abel. Adam taught both Cain and Abel. Abel, it says, in the process of time, verse 3, that it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground of an offering unto the Lord. Good or bad? That's good, right? Should we bring an offering unto the Lord? Absolutely. It says, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. So far, so good, right? So God had respect. God liked it. He approved. He commended. He approbated. Right? I'm going to use that word now that I know what it means. He accepted Abel's offering. It says in verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. God didn't like it. He didn't approve. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Verse 6, and why is thy countenance fallen? And then in verse 7, this is very telling, folks. He's right here, right now. Does God care about Cain? He does. He cares greatly for him. He's trying to reprove him, right? He's trying to tell him, Cain, don't you want to be right with me? Don't you want to be approved in my sight? He's reasoning with Cain, and he's teaching Cain, and he's trying to bring Cain back into fellowship. Folks, God doesn't want to sit there and just hammer you. No, he's trying to draw you back. And God sometimes puts in thoughts in our minds and in our hearts and says, why are you doing that? Don't you want to be approved? Don't you want to be liked by God? He says, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Cain, I want to accept you. I want to accept your offering. But Cain, you're not doing it right. And Cain, it goes on. He says, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Folks, He put everything out there on the table, if you will. He said he didn't leave it up to misinterpretation. Folks, neither does God leave our living as a Christian up to any interpretation. It's all written out. It's all spelled out. Walk in the flesh, you'll die. Walk in the Spirit, you'll live. Fruits of the Spirit, yep. Love, joy, peace, right? Fruits of the flesh, it's all, folks, it's all spelled out. Are you looking to be approved by the world, or are you looking to be approved unto God? He goes on and he says, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Cain said, I don't care, God. And guess what? You say, God, that if I do this, sin lieth at the door, and Abel shall rule over me, I'll show you, I'll get rid of Abel. Think about it. God told Cain, if you continue down this path, Abel's going to rule over you. And Cain said, over his dead body he will. And he killed his brother. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Lie. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth. Cain, you don't have my approval. And by the way, God is saying directly to Cain right now, I don't like you. Folks, it's that simple. This message is not that difficult of a message. And maybe it's too bottom shelf, I don't know, but folks, I could look back on a day. I could look back on probably any day, and I could probably say, you know what? That day was a bust. I don't think God liked me that day. But I'm so glad that there are a few days where I could say, you know what? God probably liked me okay that day. Or for most of that day. Let's be honest. Well, why don't we strive to be approved by God, to be approbated by God, the act of approving?
to be liked by God all the time. Folks, there shouldn't be a moment where we dive off the path into our own approval or to someone else's approval and forsake the approval of God Almighty. It's not worth it. I know that when I stand before the Lord, there is going to be wood, hay, and stubble that's burnt up. I know, and I already regret it. I already regret those lost days, those lost months, those lost weeks, those lost years. Because it's counted as a loss. But guess what? I can't do anything about those. They're already recorded. But I can do something about today. And I can do something about tomorrow. And I can do something about next week and next month and next year. I can. Every day I wake up, I can say, Eric Combs, are you going to be approved unto God today? Am I going to seek after wisdom today? Am I going to be filled with the Spirit today? Am I going to walk in the Spirit? God, today, you and me, you're going to like me. And I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to display it. I'm going to show it. That I want to be approved unto God.